Fatigue, exhaustion. Do you know what I'm referencing? Yeah, a lot of us are feeling it these days. And it comes from a lot of the emotion that we are dealing with, these highs and these lows. And we are starting to feel this overwhelm, right? The overwhelm of, I feel so tired. Here's what I'm going to challenge you with, is making sure that you watch the thoughts that you have, because your words are going to matter. I know right now you probably miss your students, and you probably miss colleagues, and you probably miss the normalcy with all the newness that has occurred and the unknowns that are out there. And because of that, we often bring a lot of those thoughts with us and those feelings with us, which can multiply. And so I want you to be thinking about the time that you feel exhausted, tired, stressed, overwhelmed, because everything you tell your brain believes. So the moment you say, I'm so overwhelmed, you automatically adopt that within the brain, and it begins to filter throughout your entire body, and it affects you not only emotionally, but can affect you physically. So harnessing in on those thoughts and learning that when I say things, when I think things, they actually matter. So I know we are in a time of adversity. We're in a time that there's a lot of unknowns and a lot of the brain trying to go into survival instead of thrive. And it does want to thrive. But at a time like this, we've got to learn to really capture in on our thoughts. And so I want to do a little activity with you that I think may be very powerful. So I want you to think back in your life, a time when you had an adversity. Something happened in your life, whether it was a challenge that you had to face, an obstacle that you had to overcome, or maybe just a situation where you thought, why? Why now? Why me? I want you, if you have to pause the video for a moment. And I want you to go back to that moment. And I want you to make sure you pinpoint what that was. You got it? Awesome. Because now I want you to take your pen. If I had mine here, it was here, it's gone. Take your pen, and I want you to write down, what are those superpowers? Or what are the strengths that came from that adversity? Yes, I hope you have a list. It could be from the benefits, the takeaways, and the lessons that you have. What though is in one or two, three, four, maybe even five words, what are the strengths that came from that? Right? Maybe the fact that you got through it, you learned to have some patience for yourself and maybe for others. Maybe by going through that, you realize, you know what? I can do this. I can do this. I have a little bit more belief in myself. Maybe going through that time, you realize there are things that you never want to do again. And you realize, you know what my superpower is? Is recognition of what moves me forward and what doesn't. Pause the video for a moment, take your pen, and I want you to write down what are those things that come to mind. All right, let's keep going. I want you to look at that list that you have, and I want you to choose which is one thing, which is one of the things. So what are one of the things that you actually, when you look at that list, you're like, you know what? This has taken from that moment and has carried me through other situations in life. What is that one thing, that one strength, that one superpower that took you from that moment and brought you forward in life? Go ahead, pause the video if you need to. I want that one thing that if you had to only take one from that list, which one would it be? All right, now it's time to go get your post-it notes, because you know what I like to do? I like to take post-it notes and put them everywhere. So what if you put your superpower, your strength here, and you do it on another one, and on another one, and another one, and then you put them everywhere to remind yourself that, hey, in adverse times, I can do this, because I already have. We're in adverse times right now. It is creating this exhaustion, this fatigue amongst you, but you know what? You've been there before. Not like this, as in not this exact situation, but you have been in those moments before. And you stick this on your steering wheel. You stick it on the back of the toilet. You stick it in the fridge. You stick it in your desk. You stick it on the TV. It doesn't matter. Stick it everywhere to remind yourself when you are feeling that level of overwhelm or exhaustion. One, watch your words, because your words matter. You feel that you're overwhelmed and you say that you're overwhelmed, you will be overwhelmed, guaranteed. But also to remind you, you've been there. Right? You've got it in you to succeed through this. The other part is that when you reflect back on things that you've been through, that's when the learning occurs. The learning doesn't occur in the experience. The learning occurs after you've reflected through this. So that's more of a social emotional look at things, a mental look at things. Let's go over to the physical, right? We think about physically, what can you do for you? So one of the things I love is calendaring out time for you, right? So you say, what is the one thing I'm gonna do for me twice a week? And you get that on the calendar. And it is a non-negotiable. It is on the calendar. You're physically going to take care of you. Whatever you choose that to look like. But what are you doing to feel and feed your body with good things? So when I say physical, it might be going out for a run. It might be doing a walk. It might be riding a bike. It might be kayaking. But what are those things you physically take care of you, including eating healthier? That's always the thumbs up. I don't know about you, but I've had more sweets. I'm not even a sweets eater. I've had more sweets lately than I care to admit. So this is one thing. The other thing is what about with your students? What if you did those things on the calendar, either for yourself or with students? What if you said, listen, when we jump on our class calls and we're going to jump on Zoom, whether you've been doing it or not doing it, make this a moment because it is going to be a game changer. It's going to change the way that your students view things and have a Zoom where you physically do things. And here's the beauty of this. It doesn't have to be about you doing it. Play follow the leader. What do I mean by that? On Zoom, everybody can see squares. Now, they are not all in the same order, right? But you can see everybody's tile, everybody's picture. So put them on video and you play follow the leader. So if I was playing and I had my friend Sarah, right, and I had my friend Greg on there and I had Taiwan, what I might say is, okay, so follow the leader and they say, you say, Lavana, go. So I might do jumping jacks, right? So I decide I'm gonna do jumping jacks. And I do, let's say, 5 or 10 of those, and then I say, Taiwan, go. Taiwan, whatever he does, we do. And then Taiwan says, Sarah, and Sarah does something. Maybe she's doing dance moves, right? Maybe it happens to be, you know, doing push-ups or burpees, but you play follow the leader. And so when it comes to me and I say jumping jacks, I'm like, 5 jumping jacks. And so we do 5 jumping jacks, and then I say, Taiwan. And Taiwan's like, okay, we're gonna do hop on 1 foot 20 times, right? Hop on the other foot 20 times. Sarah, and you see how it works? We just play follow the leader. You could do it with dance moves too, like I mentioned. That's just an extra little fun part, right? So but have some fun with this. Have some fun with this. So the one thing I want you to do is, again, going back to social, emotional, and your mental state, what are you doing for you physically? Get the calendar, get the post notes, put it everywhere, and make it happen. All right, 3 times. I got this, I got this, I got this. You ready? I got this. I got this. I got this. Because yes, you do. Douglas County teachers, thank you so much for all you do. I cannot thank you enough. Go take care of you this week. Watch what you feed your brain. And go make it happen because you can.